Mm-hmm.
Unless I had to leave to see the goodness of the Lord.
In the land of the living.
Wait on the Lord.
Wait.
Be encouraged, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say.
My Lord.
So as I wait, because it's personal to me, so as I wait, as I remember, and as I repeat, as I think, and as I give him thanks, in the confidence of Christ, in humility, I give honor to the Most High God, who was in Christ, reconciling us back unto himself. I thank God for blessing us on this glorious Sunday morning. And I remind us again, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? In the hospital. In the jailhouse. In the crack house. In the drug house. In the crazy house. On the street corner. Sleeping under the overpass. Where would we be? As we think about it, Sister Nettie, as we were singing the song, one more time, I started thinking about Dr. Reeve. Hallelujah. I thought about that song that she sung in her last day. It's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
My Lord.
She went on and said, not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Not my father, not my mother, but
me, oh Lord.
Standing in the need of prayer. And I count myself to not have apprehended myself. But I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, and I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, knowing that I am not 100%, but I know that God is perfecting me anyway because of amazing grace.
Amazing grace. Mm-hmm.
Thank God that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And we, have victory that is moving us even further into God's glory, unto greater glory, by the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. We have been given authority. Pure authority. Certain authority. Unwavering authority. Remarkable and irrevocable authority to overcome. Hallelujah. To overcome the seductions and the distractions of the enemy. In John 3:16, Jesus, the incarnate word. We find out Jesus, who was made flesh and dwelt among men. Hallelujah. Jesus said one time, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And the preachers on this call, you reminded me that he didn't say he set you free. Hallelujah. Because I can set my phone over here and I can set my phone over there. We are not set free. We are made.
That's good, Reverend.
And we are free. Indeed, regardless of what they say, because some of us got the naysayers and the naysayers and what they say. Yeah. This morning, we have a different report that Christ, the solid rock, all of the ground.
Thank you.
Christ has made us free. Hallelujah. Our minds are free. Our thoughts are free. Hallelujah. Our checkbooks are free. Our love is free. Our wisdom is free. Our healing, hallelujah, is free. The gifts that he has given unto us are free. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. We are free this morning, and free indeed. If it had not been,
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ on our side, where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to submit this morning that we would be enslaved. We would be in shackles. We would be in bondage. But because the Lord Jesus is on our side,
we now can
declare that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And we can remind ourselves, but you promised. We can remind ourselves, hallelujah, that we are to move our faith. We are reminded today, hallelujah, that our God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we have to think according to the power that works in us. Today, hallelujah, in this hour, we again speak boldly with a prophetic attitude, and we pray fervently with confidence that revival is beginning to occur in the land. Hallelujah. Revival, revival, revival. We declare in this era, hallelujah, that there be a revival where souls shall be made free, and free indeed from the distractions and from the misdirection of the enemy, both foreign and domestic. Family, not only do I believe that in this hour that our Father has given us the prophetic attitude of revival, I also believe that he's ushering in the outpouring of his revival by giving us once again, holy and remarkable authority over every scheme and over every trickeration of the devil, including those who I'm calling out right now as detractors. Hallelujah. Detractors, detractors. The Father has redeemed us not only from the curse of distractions, but he has redeemed us.
My Lord.
Detractors. Hallelujah. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about how God has redeemed us from the detractor. Generally, a detractor is a person who tries to take away from the quality, from the value, from the reputation of someone or something. Detractors are those around us who are constantly filled with fear and incapable of showing that they have faith in the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Right now, maybe you're thinking right now, who are the detractors in your own life? Detractors are those who have bewitched you and have bewitched me and have bewitched us from obeying Jesus Christ, who is truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. So help me God. And I'm affirmed to tell the truth. I affirm to tell the Jesus Christ. I affirm to tell the matchless Lamb of God. So help me God. Let the Redeemer. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. My beloved sisters and brothers, I am sure that all of us can relate to the reality that often we are surrounded not by a great cloud of witnesses, but by a great cloud of detractors. We are surrounded by unbelievers. We are surrounded by the naysayers. We are surrounded by the haters. We have them on our job. We have them in our classrooms. They are with us on social media platforms. They are present in our circles of family and friends. We are surrounded by detractors who are nothing more than serpents and scorpions who consistently are attacking us and our faith. They're doing more than just attacking us. Dr. Glenda, they're attacking us and our faith with comments and words and slights. Hallelujah. With the intent to strike. With the intent to sting our faith in the word. When they speak not to encourage or to push and what we have been called to do for the kingdom of God. But I'm calling them out right now. In the throes of every venomous strike and every deadly sting the Holy Spirit has reminded me. So I just want to remind you, as the Holy Spirit is reminding me, I just want to remind you, dearly beloved, that the Lord Jesus has given us authority. Yes, he has. He has given us authority to trample, to treat upon, to crush out, if you will, the head of the serpent on every snake, over every scorpion, and to overcome all the power of the enemy. The Lord Jesus promised. Yes, he did. But he promised. The Lord Jesus promised. I believe it and declare it right now. In the atmosphere, he promised. Hallelujah. Nothing will harm us. No one will harm us. He has given us authority over the power, the illusions and the distractions and the detractors. Hallelujah. Nothing will harm us. The detractors. If I remember this, we call them back in the day, we called them haters. We know them from the playground. We know them from the neighborhood. We heard them at the box shop. We saw them at the hair salon. We have seen them at the family barbecues. And even today, at times, they're sitting right beside us in church. The haters and the doubters. And unfortunately, oh my God, unfortunately, if we're not watchful, if we're not careful, if we don't watch as well as pray, unfortunately, we often have failed for the okey-doke. And we have chosen to acquiesce, hallelujah, unto what they said over what God has already said and spoke to. But this day, hallelujah, this day, this is that which was spoken of by the prophet of Joel. But by this day, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are reminded that we have the authority to overcome the hypnotic spell of the detractors, the haters, and the doubters all around us. Beloved, can you hear me now? Beloved, believe not every spirit. Believe not everyone around you. Believe not every text or every email. Believe not every Instagram video sent. But try the spirit. Don't believe the spirits, but try the spirits. Don't give the spirits the benefit of the doubt because of who it comes from, but try the spirits. Test the spirits. Verify the spirits to determine whether those spirits of God, because there are many false prophets that are drawn out into the world. They have crept into the church. And how do we verify that the spirits are of God? I'm so glad you asked. Hallelujah. Hereby know we the spirits of God. Every spirit, not some of them, not half of them, not a percentage of them, not one of them, but every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. So for every believer, now is the time of revival. It's the season, not of Christmas necessarily. It's the season of celebrating that Jesus Christ, the incarnate word, hallelujah, described by Daniel in chapter 10 as the Son of Man. Yes, Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. And I believe that we are in this era of revival in the land and with the prophetic attitude of those things to come. Now is the time for every believer to confess, hallelujah, confess that the word was made flesh and the word dwells among us. And we still, even now, we behold his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of glory. We confess, hallelujah, every believer. That the law was given by Moses for grace and truth. Reverend Zenderson, singing the song Amazing Grace, because we can confess that grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
This grace and truth reminds us that if the Son, hallelujah, I'm not talking about the S-U-N, I'm talking about the S-O-N, if.
All right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about rock. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about an Egyptian god or a Greek god. I'm talking about the matchless Lamb of God. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. We need to declare the word of God by the power of God that revival is beginning with each of us by faith. We can declare within our own atmosphere, hallelujah, and inmosphere. Declare to the external situations and to the inner man and the inner woman. We need to declare within our own atmosphere and inmosphere that there is no fear. There is no fear. Love casts out fear. Perfect love trumps fear. And because there is no fear, we are not just free, but free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that right now that we are free indeed where the Spirit of the Lord is. God Almighty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty by the power of the most precious blood. We are free indeed by the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. We are free indeed. I don't care about the agenda. We are free indeed. I don't care about the political platform. We are free indeed. He is free. He is free us from the detractors of our faith in the Most High God who was in Christ reconciling every man and every woman who will hear his voice back unto himself. These detractors, the haters, the doubters are just like their daddy. They be just like their daddy. They come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. God's divine purpose for us and to us and through us to do greater works for the building of his kingdom and for his righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As I begin to descend, hallelujah, to make my descent, because I'm just trying to bring it on home, hallelujah. Trying to bring the message, hallelujah, not the word, but the message to a close, hallelujah. Paul talked about this, hallelujah. He talked about the detractors, hallelujah, in chapter 3, 2 Timothy, verses 1 through 9. It's already been spoken in your ear by Dr. Linda. Hallelujah. And once again, Father God, let those that have an ear to hear, let us hear. Verse 1 says this, but know this. We read from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Verse 1 again. But know this. But know this. I don't want you to check your mind and your intelligence at the door. Hallelujah. But know this. That in the last day. We're right there, right now. Hallelujah. In the last day, perilous times will come. Dr. Glenn, you talked about it. Hallelujah. We are living in perilous times. Paul already talked about it. We're living in difficult times. We're living in stressful times and in deadly times. But is it the thing that the times that Paul is talking about is not dictated by the so-called bad or difficult situations or circumstances? What Paul is directing our attention to is the bad times, the stressful times, the deadly times, the perilous times that are caused by bad people, the detractors and the naysayers and the doubters and the haters. And he's calling out, he's calling out the bad people. He's calling out the detractors, if you will. So we read on verses 2 through 9. For me, that these all respect a person, women, for me, and will be lovers of themselves. Lovers of money. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Unloving. Unforgiving. Slanderous. Without self-control. Brutal. Despisers of good. Traitors. Headstrong. Haughty. Lovers of pleasure. Rather than lovers of God. Having. Having a form of godliness. But denying its power.
Denying its power.
And from such people. Hallelujah. And from such detractors. Such naysayers. And from such doctors. And from such haters. And from such people. I don't care if they're in church of God by faith. And me, the living God. Coaching. And
my people. They so reverend.
This salt. Are those who creep into the household and make captives of gullible women. I'm ashamed to say it, but they're also making captives of gullible men, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. And we know that truth is not a concept, but truth is the person that we know is Jesus Christ. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That's what he said. And no man does come to the Father but by me. They resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds. Women of corrupt minds. Preachers of corrupt minds. Deacons of corrupt minds. Ministers of music and worship and praise of corrupt minds. Disapproved. But here's a warning to the detractors. But they will progress no further. They will progress no further. For their folly will be manifest to all as there also was. Family, for those that are under the sound of the word of his power, Paul is directing our attention to the reality that within the church, we have something more deadly than the so-called non-NONS, meaning those who are described as not having any affiliation with the church. There is something more dangerous than a non. Hallelujah. We also need to be aware, family, of the uns, the UNS, the unthankful, the unholy, the unforgiving, and the unloving, those who are lovers of pleasures. Hallelujah.
That's good.
The way of those who believe that you got to pay if you want to pray. The way of those who believe that to be drawn to the Father, you need marijuana rather than just the Messiah. The way of those who believe that if you get lit, hallelujah, then you can get the light. The devil is a liar. The way of those who have a form of godliness. I'm by faith. I'm the living God. I'm in me. I'm missionary back to church. The way of those who have a form of godliness. They've got a form of religion. They have a of church. They are simply, hallelujah, wolves in shepherd clothing. They are wolves in shepherd clothing. They have a form of godliness. They have a hoop and a hall. They got a tomb. A tomb, hallelujah. They have the form of godliness, but not the power thereof.
The power thereof.
Hallelujah. Turn away.
Turn away.
From such detractors, turn away. From such false prophets, turn away from such wolves dressed up in shepherd clothing. Turn away.
Turn away.
Because they will progress no further. God has redeemed us. If you want to be redeemed, God has redeemed us. He is redeemed us from the detractors. And let the redeem of the Lord.
Say so. Amen.
And do so. I want you to not just say so, God, but also do so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Mm-hmm.
Do so.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.